This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The 124,000-acre Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins is now Colorado's third largest wildfire in recorded history. Winds picked up yesterday, which led to more structures being damaged and destroyed. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office says crews are still assessing the situation. The Cameron Peak Fire is now 21% contained. Firefighters say today's cooler temperatures and decreased winds should help in making progress. The State Human Services Department announced a $4.3 million grant for programs aimed at curbing substance abuse. KRCC's Alina Rivera reports.
26 organizations and governments across the state will split the funding, up to $200,000 each year over the next 5 years. Bent, Custer, and Fremont counties in southern Colorado are among the recipients. Two organizations in Pueblo, Catholic Charities and Crossroads Turning Points, will use the funds to support a variety of youth programming. Overall, the funds aim to reduce rates of substance misuse by supporting the well-being of children and families. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
A giraffe was born this morning at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo in Colorado Springs to an 8-year-old reticulated giraffe native to the Horn of Africa. The birth was live-streamed on social media and increases the zoo's herd of endangered species up to 17. The breeding program has welcomed 200 baby giraffes since the 1950s. 57 in Denver, 57 in Vail, 66 for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.